I will say, I feel like to be a boob guy is the ultimate heterosexual, because I feel like there's something is gay about, even if you like women's asses, to be like, I'm an ass man. It's like, oh, you're bisexual.
But see, I like, I don't know. Maybe
you
know, I'm
we
just,
all have an ass, not ever, you know?
Yeah.
I like the look of it.
Without the penis.
That is my favorite. Some of this is bad.
Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. Some of this is bad. To drag out whores. No.
And that's Joseph.
What's up,
Justin?
Not Justin.
Whichever one you prefer.
Justin. And there is he has a counterpart, right?
He does have a counterpart. Yeah, absolutely. They're filming a documentary about Austin comedy for their class for UT.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Dope.
Why?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out.
Okay. Right. Yeah. And why? How did they choose you?
I think they saw the competition. They were uh-huh. like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. And have you shown them anything exciting?
Well, I did have a meltdown after my show the other day at the Heckler show, where I was like, I fucking hate comedy, you know? And so I was like, oh, here's your story. I hope you're fucking happy. Here's your story. I got fucking humiliated at the Heckler show.
Wait, were they there?
They were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, with you the guys, camera right off it. Yeah.
If you don't have a meltdown, then it looks glamorous.
Yeah, yeah. It, I was trying to explain to them. I was like, comedy will ruin your life. Yeah. I was like, it will take everything you love from you.
Did you have fun? Did you have fun out there at least?
No, I did not have fun out there. I'm done doing the heckler shows.
Did anyone heckle you good? Or like,
no,
where
they
it
were
hurt?
Doing like they should be doing things like not should whatever, but they were like people
the audience,
like, the audience who were like, you know, and they're like, oh, it's a heckler show. It's like, but then these guys who like want to do comedy are going there and they're like yelling out jokes that have nothing to do with you or the set, and you're like, this yeah. isn't fun for anybody. Like, now I can't even riff. Like, at least call me fat. You know what I mean? Like, at least yeah. I have rebuttals to that.
They're just
you know?
Yelling, what's up with airplanes?
Yeah, they got their notebook out.
Yeah. I'm like, put it away.
Yeah, anytime you give somebody, I don't know, like, I've never done them either, like those heckler shows, because even when I was coming up, there's this show called Da Brick Comedy Show.
D-A?
D-A, Da Brick.
Okay. And that was in Dallas?
Yeah, it was like this. I don't know if it was in a hotel ballroom or something, but, you know, some promoter who was also, like, you know, kind of getting into comedy had this idea that if, you know, put together a lineup of, like, a bunch of, you know, guys who knew what they were doing in Dallas, you know, so it's probably, like, 7-8 comics, and they gave the audience foam bricks.
To throw at you.
So if
comedy's humiliating.
So if they didn't like the set, they just throw. I mean, the show was over, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people were like, that's it? You're like, yo, y'all used all the bricks up.
What is this, like, Showtime at the Apollo? Like, this is awful.
And I was like, I went to go watch it. I wasn't even on it. But I was like, well, I can still make, I still got time for other stuff right now.
Yeah.
I could have left a roast in the oven or something. You know, I can get back home. Because, I mean, it was supposed to be a 90-minute show. 20 minutes later, the show was over. And people were like, that's fucked up. You're like, yeah, well, y'all fucked it up.
Yeah. People just get too excited. They want, yeah. Everyone wants to be a part of something now, which is a huge problem. Like, people used to be okay with just like.
Well, we used to be?
Yeah, people used to
you
be.
Are, when?
When? I don't know. I've seen TV shows about the 50s. They seemed pretty happy about going to work, coming home, and now.
People used to be more tame.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw those girls watching Elvis. They were fucking feeling themselves.
Yeah,
and the
yeah,
Beatles
but Elvis wanted you to
and the Beatles
out.
Like
yeah, yeah. that is true. Elvis wanted that.
Like nobody playing the guitar singing wants you to be silent.
Uh huh. I like it when they kind of get a little rambunctious. Then I don't have to like do my material. Like I like it.
Well, how long you been in?
8 years.
Oh yeah. I'll be 16 in January.
Whoa.
I want everybody to shut the fuck up.
You got stories to tell.
Yeah, I'm long form, man. If you
also come prepared.
Not really.
Oh.
No, I never have a set list.
Okay.
But I have a bunch of, like, I overdo my options, but I never have a set list. But there's stuff I do want to do. Mm-hmm. Unless it's like one of those nights where I just pop in and go, let me just try this. But normally I don't have a set list. I have an idea how I want to start, how I want to stop. And then in between I'll fill it in.
Okay.
Like how we groove, but man.
No. And I have that right now. I have a thing I want to say.
Yeah.
So Rebecca told me that you wear pheromones. So I went.
Like sexual pheromones at the sex shop? Sex pheromones?
So that is not.
Walking around trying to get his dick sucked. Okay, come on.
Also, this is not true.
Okay, well, I went and I do now. But the thing is, you have to figure out which ones you're going to wear because they have the ones that for her and the ones that for him.
True.
And I was like, well, I want to wear the ones that are for him, right?
Obviously. Yeah, so her.
But then I have to walk around smelling like a you know.
Well, it's supposed to like take your natural. I think it's supposed to take your like natural.
It's supposed to mix with your body chemistry.
For someone who's not wearing so it, I found you know a lot about it.
Oh, I had a phase. I had a phase.
I love that.
I also used to love roast beef sandwiches all the time. Like,
roast beef sandwiches are delicious.
You can always have a summer or something. Yeah. I lost cologne, and I was like, man, I'm going to replace this. But, you know, I was like, I don't want to spend the money I had spent on the good cologne that I had. And then I was up reading these articles about what new colognes, and then somewhere jumped into like a Reddit thread of like, man, try pheromones. I was like, oh, I'll try these pheromones. So I ordered some. So there was like a three-month period where I was trying. But I don't just do pheromones.
I'll tell you what, I do now. And I found some gay ones.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what they mix up in it, but it says for gay males.
It's like piss.
Does it work?
I haven't noticed a difference.
You have
but,
not?
But I'm trying to trap straight men, because I just moved in with three straight males, and I'm trying to like try out my pheromones to see how they react.
Yeah.
Like if they're nicer to me, or they're like, hey, what do you got going on?
I do think you're the type of hot that like even straight guys are like, I'll do it once.
Once.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't, but I could see it.
Yeah. What's it? I mean,
well, we'll see if those pheromones
you said
work.
You wouldn't do it, but what's it?
We have a lot of services we offer.
I thought we just automatically knew we were talking about it.
Anal.
No.
Oh, wow. I guess
when you said it, did you mean anal? Because a lot of times it can be oral. You just don't know.
When I say it, I'm only thinking about vaginas, and I honestly forgot where this conversation.
Yeah.
I forgot we were talking about gay sex.
You can put it to my pussy.
Yeah. We do. Unfortunately, the podcast is a lot about gay sex.
Yeah. I'm remembering that right now.
Yeah. But, you know, we try to talk about other stuff, but it does always come back.
It does. Did you notice any difference with the pheromones?
I mean, as in, like, female attention on, you know, them being a little more gracious, or, you know, like wanting to talk more. I mean, I think maybe it was a thing in me going, like, I know I have them on, so maybe I'll be, you know, I think it was a turn in me going, it's I was doing better.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was a pheromone. I think I was like trying.
All of life is just placebo effect. It's like, I'm doing this. It's like, is it, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I do a lot of witchcraft in my apartment, and it's like, is it the witchcraft? Is it the hard work I'm putting in? No one really knows, but it feels like we're moving forward.
Yeah, if you want it, it'll happen.
Yeah.
The secret?
I don't really do the secret just because too many people talk about it. And whenever everyone's talking about something, I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, so you haven't read that book?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've read it a while ago.
But you lived in LA, so that like makes sense.
Yeah, but before I got to LA.
Oh, okay.
And maybe that's why. I read a bunch of like self-help before I got to LA.
Yeah.
LA has the craziest fucking, like, Texas has crazy Christians for sure, but LA has like non-denominational crazy fucking people that just like believe insane things to me. I can understand a Christian. I cannot understand, like, they're like, oh, well, that's because lizard people are in your brain.
Hey, man, everybody trying to find that's a group.
Here in Texas too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I guess I don't talk to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I usually talk at them. Mm. I'll start asking more questions. Do you believe in lizard people?
I don't not believe in them.
Okay.
Anything's possible.
But I'm like, it's, if I ran into, I'm always trying to prepare myself for meeting someone. Like, I'm really getting myself ready for, like, alien, like, just knocking on the door.
Yeah.
And don't be surprised.
Yeah. You think they're going to knock?
Welcome in.
Are they going to ring the doorbell?
I think so.
I ring the doorbell.
I actually have
I think we're the ones that's going to, like, really fuck this up. Like, I think we're going to go out guns blazing first. And I think they, because all we know is like movie aliens, right? And then 99% of them are rude.
Yeah.
But we also don't give them a chance up top.
Yeah, we don't give anyone a chance.
So I think I'm going to try to be the guy who's like, yo, you, what do y'all like snacks? You know, and just hopefully
Let's
they'll be like,
that
man,
out.
This dude
Let's
is,
play that out. No.
What are you into?
Just mostly hanging with my bro.
I also like to hang with bros.
Perfect. I don't know. I have nothing. That was a bad experiment.
You want to be like Will Smith from Men in Black. You just want to be like cool the entire time.
Yeah. I'm not going to step on any toes.
Yeah.
But, and I'll approve it. So aliens, lizard people. I mean, but like, I'm a dude that don't believe in dinosaurs, man.
You don't believe in dinosaurs?
Nah, it don't make sense to me.
I don't believe.
I don't really care about dinosaurs. Whether they were here or not, none of my business. I got a restaurant to run, okay? I'm waiting tables. I give a fuck about the dinosaurs. I got this bitch on table three right now who's an issue. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Keep it present.
Yeah. You are not the manager. Yeah, you I'm need not to stop making these boss decisions.
It is embarrassing because I've been in the service industry for so long. And now I work with, like, when I was 20 years old, I would look at, like, this girl named Nicole at the restaurant I worked at who I was like, Nicole's such a bitch. And now that I'm almost 30, I'm like, oh, I am Nicole. I'm like a huge issue at the restaurant. I'm always like, this is fucked up. That's fucked up. And
I mean, especially when you go around saying, my restaurant.
Very much.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Are you even the head server?
I mean, everyone considers me lead server.
There's not really any roles. Are there defined roles?
No. Everyone else is 20 years old, so they ask me to do everything.
Only the elder statesman, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've never had a service industry job. I go, you guys are so lucky you work here.
I mean, that's why they treat you the way you do. Yeah. Also helps that you're tall.
Yeah, oh, that even helps on stage.
Yeah.
You walk on stage and you're like 6'5", people are like, oh, what does he have to say?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's a trick. It is really helpful.
That's why I stand.
Well, you're tall.
I'm like 5'10", 5'11", but yeah, I'll go to the front of the stage first just to declare dominance.
Really?
And then I'll work back after we get some good laughs in.
I'm going to look for that now. That's so smart.
Yeah. I don't know where I learned it. I probably took it from another comic, but I was like, oh, this works.
Yeah. It's like one of those mechanical similar thing. I go, you're gay. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't say that. Yeah. Not that I haven't, but I just don't normally say it.
Uh-huh. You don't ever accuse anybody of it.
No. No. Not anymore.
Not that was one of those. No, I love talking to my brother and be like, so like, how else was I mean to you? And it's like, yeah, you used to like beat me up and call me a faggot. And I was like, yeah, sorry about that.
You did that to your brother?
Yeah. At one point we were watching after South Park was the Girls Gone Wild commercials. Remember those?
Yeah, hot.
And I remember looking at my brother like, you're so gay, you probably don't even like this. The next week, he came on again, and he goes, hey, you don't think I like this? Then why do I have a boner right now, Colton? And I go, you were probably looking at the dudes in there. And he goes, God damn it.
Looking back, were you looking at the dudes in there?
I was curious what role they were playing in like thing because
used to be long commercials.
Yeah,
they were like half an hour sometimes, like long, like it was a special.
It was a
full-on, it was an infomercial.
Yeah.
Where are
I was just curious
now?
It was like, if the girls are doing taking off their tops, what are the guys doing? You know, that's kind of was like,
they're,
if this is a party, because I was in middle school, I was thinking, if this is a party, what am I supposed to be doing when the girls are doing that?
Filming.
Yeah. You rarely saw guys, though, but when you did, because all the guys were behind the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they do the man on the street thing, I guess, where you see a guy do stuff.
Yeah.
I remember is, like, it was, you just see the girls and the voices behind the camera.
Yeah.
They'd be like, how old are you? They're like, I turned 18 27 minutes ago. Like, amazing. Every single episode is the exact same thing.
I mean,
were they having full penetrative sex on Girls Gone Wild?
No.
They were just showing titties.
I don't think so.
Yeah. But
they never jumped the shark, you know?
So yeah,
people were still into it from the very beginning to the end.
Yeah. We've also, as a society, moved past the breasts, I feel like, with women. As I hear my straight friend talk about, everyone's into butts, and I don't think it's as fun to have, you know, Girls Gone Wild, they like lower their bottoms. No,
I'm still a boob guy.
You're still a boob guy.
Still a boob guy. I remember being in, living in New Orleans, and like every weekend is like a small Mardi Gras regardless, right? It's not like, but like I remember being there before like digital, like cell phones and stuff. So everybody just didn't have your boobs. Or like when you saw them, and it was like, I think it was the best period of, before that.
Yeah.
Like after like 2010, then I can just take your boobs home with me. I think that's when it got gross.
I will say, I feel like to be a boob guy is the ultimate heterosexual, because I feel like there's something is gay about, even if you like women's asses, to be like, I'm an ass man. It's like, oh, you're bisexual.
But see, I like, I don't know. Maybe,
you know,
I'm just,
we all have an ass, not ever, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah. I don't, I like the look of it.
Without the penis.
That is my favorite. That is my favorite. That's number one for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I like it in yoga pants. I like it mm-hmm. in shorts and yoga pants. I like the figure.
I wonder if yoga pants are ever going to go out.
No.
I wish.
Really?
I think everything has to cycle out. I think it's, you know, because not everybody can do it. It's not fun for everybody.
It's not everyone. For everybody.
Yeah.
But now they're making shape ups and stuff like that. Like
shape ups like the shoes?
No.
Oh, okay. Like, please don't yell at me.
I feel no. like you should know better. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're Skechers. I'm at father age. Yeah. I can't help but to be like, relax.
sorry.
Do you have any, children, probably not, I assume. Any kid-like people in your life that you're like?
Yeah, I got a goddaughter, and I mean, this, my friends have kids, and I'm uncle, you know, yeah. Uncle Tone a lot. And they wear yoga pants, too.
The kids?
Bad. Yeah, everybody wearing yoga pants.
You have yoga pants?
No.
Oh.
No, I just wear small, tight jeans.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But jeans never went out of style.
Not since the 50s.
But the cycle of, like, the cut of the jean. That's what I'm saying. Like, yoga pants got, and I guess we're going to new yoga cuts, but I don't like this. I don't like this. They've become everyday outerwear. I don't.
Yeah.
I guess, and that's probably age, too, going, I don't think. Like, I don't like seeing it in the airports. I mean, I love seeing it, but I don't like, you know, I'm like, this is, like, don't do this in the airport.
Yeah.
People getting in trouble looking at.
Yeah, no, I feel like that I would, for a straight man, I feel real bad for you guys because they're putting it out there and they go, don't look at it.
Dude, we were coming back from, we were on our way to Dallas for the shows, and we stopped at a Starbucks, and her and I are sitting in the, lady's sitting in the passenger seat, and we're about to park, and this girl, I'm gonna guess she's Mexican, I guess, brown girl, and she's walking like towards the door as we're parking, and I mean, just full, I mean, had a very very curvy, like big everything.
Yeah.
Like well proportioned, but big everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I had to stop backing up because I was like, we're gonna watch this. And she's like, no, she's like, no, I'm with you. Like, and we both had to see this. And it was so tight and brown. So you're like, it was almost like flesh tone, like naked. Yeah. But I mean, front coin slot.
Oh, wow.
Pokies. And everything, and I'm trying to censor myself here. I don't know if I have to, but like with this, because I don't want to be too rude, but I was like, I saw it all. And she was like, man, she has some hips and ass on her. I go, oh, I saw way past that. I saw
her inside.
I saw a bottom heartbeat. You know what I mean? It was like, I saw a pulse. Yeah. And I was like, and then I'm like, that's,
that's so funny.
I was like, she not going in there for coffee.
What is she going in for?
Oh, for the attention.
Oh.
She'd have gone through the drive-thru wearing that.
She's walking through the drive-thru.
Oh. Lemon pound bread.
Yeah. I wish there was something for men to have get more attention. I guess it's the gray sweatpants, but.
Yeah, I would say so.
Tank tops.
Yeah, I wish that the yoga pants, there was something for men, so I just wasn't just like hog out.
But we can't wear that out.
What do you mean? What?
I don't even think a gay dude can really. I mean, let's just
No. If you see a guy in biker outfit, you're like, what the fuck?
But he
is
better
he
be near a bike.
Yeah.
he just can't. He can't just be in the at Trader Joe's shopping with this. You cannot do
I'll
this.
Say the bikers, and you know what? They have quite the attitude for the little outfit they have on. You're driving around. They're fucking in your lane. I got into a fight with a biker the other day while I was driving, and then he's mocking me. He keeps coming because he made the mistake, and then I went like, what the fuck, man? And then he just kept pulling up. Went over to me, and I was like, you have little fucking shorts on, you stupid idiot. Like, I will fucking kill you, rip the shorts off, and humiliate you in front of everybody.
I just love that you're fighting with a bicycle biker, not a biker.
Oh, wait, were we talking about bikers?
No, we're talking about
bicycles, yeah.
Yeah.
But I just love that you would. Have you ever been in a fight with like a hot rod?
No, but the Hells Angels do have a clubhouse in my hometown, and so you always know when they're coming in because all the police are out in every single row, and then you just see all of them roll right in. And it's so cool.
That does seem like they're giving them a stage.
They are. And then they come in, they all hang out at the clubhouse. I've been invited to the clubhouse a couple of times. I have some friends who have parents who are Hells Angels.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. What?
You from the Midwest?
I'm from Northeast Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Friends of, and were they just the nicest people?
Literally the Hells Angels in my hometown are like the nicest guys ever.
Yeah.
They're like the greatest. Like I was like, do they care if you're gay? They're like, no, come on up to the clubhouse. I was like, oh my God, cool.
Wait, do they care if you're gay?
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah. What is their thing? Why does everybody hate them?
I think murder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm currently watching Sons of Anarchy for the second time, so I've hung out with a couple Hells Angels before in Kansas City. The nicest guys.
They're so nice.
The nicest dudes. I know a couple other biker, MCs, I'll say, instead of gangs. But, they're like, you don't want to cross them.
Yeah.
And they're like well connected and like usually law enforcement and stuff like know who they are. Like they don't do anything for just for no reason.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, they are super nice dudes.
Yeah. I don't think they have to be, they don't have to show off because they got it.
Their clubhouse is at the bottom of the mountain where I live. So we, that's where we used to go smoke weed when we were in high school. So we had to drive by it like every, you saw them all the time.
Where would you meet them in Kansas?
If I'm not mistaken, there was a, there's a young comic in Kansas City who's, her dad was a Hell's Angel, so like whenever she had a show, they'd come support. And let me tell you something.
That is fantastic.
Oh, not a lot of hecklers.
Yeah.
I'm scared. Only the 1 week I was doing the improv in Kansas City, she was doing. Is it Stanford and Sons? I think it's Stanford and Sons. Right across, like 20 minutes away from the improv, and some dude got super drunk and heckled and started talking shit and. After the show, he, you know, they spoke to him.
Learned his lesson.
Yeah, they that fed him. So confusing. And they don't serve knuckle sandwiches, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Huh. They're also like, there's always like hot young ones who just joined the group, and you're like, oh my God, the rookies are in town.
The rookies?
They're so cute. I love, I would
They're called prospects. I'm watching. Like I said, I'm watching Suns right now.
I've never seen it. Should I?
It's really
I think it's really good. Yeah, I think it's a big. I'm a big fan of it.
Watching, rewatching Altered Carbon.
Oh yeah, good show.
It's a great show.
Vampire Diaries for me.
Yeah,
it's incredible show.
I haven't gotten there. I've watched a couple episodes because I used to work with one of the stars of that. So, the but I do need to watch it.
Do you want
to
see
that
which
has
one?
To be hard knowing as many people as you do. Like you're like, well, I'm not gonna watch that. Or like,
I try to get around to it, but you know, you got to be in a mood to watch some shows.
Yeah.
And it's like, I do want to support her by watching it, but she had just finished when Nina Dobrev.
Is. Cool. It's so cool that it's Nina.
she's great. She's like,
she's also gorgeous. One of the most beautiful women in the world.
She's
I have a pillowcase with her face on it.
Did you buy it or was it gifted?
It was gifted to me because when I was getting sober, I started watching The Vampire Diaries for the first time. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, dude, I loved the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's constant. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you still have it?
It feels rude. It is embarrassing when I tell guys that I'm bisexual online. They come over and then there's the Vampire Diaries pillow. And I'm like, okay, let's just get this done with.
Yeah, is it like on the bed?
No, it's on the couch.
Okay.
But it is, unfortunately.
So you see it first before you get to a bedroom?
It's a studio apartment, so you see it
first. Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, all
right. It's in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And the kitchen.
Everything's a bedroom.
Yeah.
If you'd have been like, no, it's in the freezer, I'd have been like, whoa.
Yeah. Although, have you ever hidden it?
No.
No. You can't sometimes handle me at my worst.
You gotta leave it out there because somebody's gonna find it if you hide it.
Well, it's also on a for sure. Also, this not to be like super dirty.
No, you know? Not the guys he's inviting. If they start going through his closet, it's like, I don't know you. I don't even know your name. Why are you going?
If
through
they're
the
going
closet?
Through my closet, I'd be like, you gotta go.
Do you just hook up or you do you date?
I'm just hooking up right now. You know, I'm just not emotionally available to date. But I do sometimes use the pillow for my knees.
That's a threesome,
and
right there.
And you can let Nina know that. And you can let Nina know that.
When you're done, she's looking up at you. You're just like, we did it, girl.
I go, oh, is it Stefan? Was it Damon? No, it was a stranger from the internet.
It's like a shot of it just splatting on her face.
No, we'd never do that. That's rude.
All right. Well.
But it's a great show, and everyone should watch.
I will take that. I will watch it.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
How big's the pillow?
It's like, you know, it's pretty big.
Okay, yeah. So that is
like a sleep pillow.
Yeah, like a sleep pillow. Yeah. Yeah. It's got all the characters on it.
So it's not just her face.
Oh no. Okay. It's got Stefan, Damon, we got Klaus on there. It's all okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the cast is what
the cast. It's a cast pillow. Yeah.
So good. I guess that'll happen when you put your face out there as merch. Just anybody can use it however they want.
Yeah.
I met David Sedaris one time and I apologized because my book was so dirty and he was like, why do I give a fuck? It's your book. And I was like, cool.
Did he say it like how he talks? Why do I give a fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
You have a book?
No. David Sedaris.
Oh, okay.
Your copy. Got his copy.
My copy. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep me up. You know, catch me up, guys.
Yeah. Have sorry. I'm so sorry. Do you have a book?
No. No. I've been thinking about it.
I can see you with a book.
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
you?
I think the last, like, just from college to now, just like, you know, I've lived a pretty tame, wild lifestyle.
Tame, wild.
Yeah. It's like, it could have gone so far off the rails at so many points.
Yeah.
But the experiences that I have, a lot of times do, people go like, what? Like, it's still kind of.
Yeah.
And people don't see that from me. They go, you seem like you well-adjusted and put together. And I go, oh, I got some moments.
Yeah. When you were jumping out the Uber and you had to go back to your hotel room.
Yeah. When I, yeah.
Yeah.
You jumped out of an Uber?
yeah. Yeah.
Like out of a moving car?
I got, I won't say drug because I smoked it myself, but I will say that I smoked a joint that was laced. And got super fucking paranoid. And where was I? I was in Wilmington, North Carolina. And so every now and then I tell the story. I don't tell it often because it's a very long story. But yeah, I could not get back to the hotel. And it wasn't that far. I could see it. I just couldn't get back to it. And I call an Uber, and the Uber was driving away from the hotel. But when I'm looking at the Uber, the Uber driver's looking at me going the opposite direction. I go, man, this ain't right. And so I get out, and I run into a bunch of nefarious characters along the way. And cut to, I mean, probably 4 police officers, 3 firemen, a couple EMTs in my room taking blood. It was like, it was a wild. I'm naked because I was like, nah, y'all not going to shoot me like this. Just underwear.
Yeah, you're not going to shoot me like this. Yeah. It's so funny.
I was like, you have to put my clothes back on.
You're not going to shoot me in my boxers.
I got put the newspaper next to me with like, Tone Bell's here for the weekend. I'm like, yeah, I got shows tomorrow.
You're not going to arrest me.
If you do anything crazy, they won't get their show. It was a fucking wild. Yeah, it was wild.
That's crazy. That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Yeah, the one time I got shot at, I was in my, jockstrap because I was taking pictures of it for a company. They wanted pictures of me. It was fine, really, on the up and up. It's, you guys don't be concerned. But then I got a notification that my car
started like
open.
At like real far past.
Yeah, we're on the jockstrap. Who's taking pictures of you?
I'm taking pictures of myself in the mirror at 2 a.m.
for a company.
For like, yeah, they sent me product and they wanted pictures of it to put on their story.
That sounds sketchy, Colton.
It was free jock straps. Okay. You get a picture. Okay. Anybody can send me a jock strap. I will take a picture of it. And hey, it doesn't even have to be jock. It'd be lace.
Okay.
I'll wear anything.
This is.
But I got a notification that my car door was open.
Also,
was
not like, surprising, but just like, just for the, I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'll do a lot of stuff for free.
Yeah.
And if I had a better body, I would also do for free. But not because of my situation, I need money.
But do you like if I go here's some free
apples
yeah. Apple crisps,
delicious.
I own an apple crisp company in bags, and they're dehydrated, not freeze dried, so mm-hmm. they're still moist. You getting down to the jock strap for
yeah him yeah
no I'm going full naked. They didn't send me any clothes.
You do like to be naked.
I'm putting the apple crisp over my thing and eating it like that.
American pie,
that'd probably sell it.
Apple crisp.
I'm going number one in
yeah,
apple crisp.
Yeah, so I went out there because my car door was open, and yeah, I was also on cocaine during this time. So I went out there and I saw a guy going through my car. So I had like the. You know when you like you run up on your sibling like and you make a lot of noise so that they kind of like jump? I thought I was kind of moving to the front of the stage, kind of establishing my dominance. But he came around and just like instantly had a gun in my face. And I was like, whoa, 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 I'm so sorry. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then I was fully naked, so he had to be like, I'm not shooting. This is not it. Yeah. I'm not going
to
do a hate
That's
crime.
Also terrifying. I mean, that's also like a naked dude running up to you. That's terrifying.
Yeah,
it is scary.
Poor guy. Yeah. But then, you know, 5 seconds later, I was still on cocaine, and I was like, I caught him, so he should give me my stuff back, right?
He had like, your stuff?
Yeah. He was going through my car.
Oh, okay.
And then he was putting it in his backpack, and then he turned around with the gun like that. And I was like,
so
hey,
man. You were getting robbed.
Yeah. And I was like, hey, man.
You said I was taking pictures for a company.
And then I saw, I got the notification that my car door was open, so I went out there.
Yeah.
He was going through my car. I ran up on him. He pulled the gun. He was like, no, not hate crime.
You're like, nah, my jockstrap.
Yeah. And then.
This is not good for the company.
I was like, hey, man, can I just have my stuff back? Come on. Like, I caught you. It's fine. You just give me my stuff back. And he goes, you have 5 seconds to get out of my face before I shoot you. And I was like, what? He goes, 5, 4, 3. And I ran back behind the garbage can because it was trash day. And then I called the cops. And
much better story than you let off with.
Run on behind each trash can. and I'm just like going up, just fully nude. He runs around the corner, so I kind of I'm on the phone with the cops as I run around the corner. He just pop, 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 and I was like, "Fuck!" They caught him. It was fine. But then I had to talk to the cops in my jockstrap.
Yeah, what was in your car? Your clothes?
I had headphones. It was like my Apple headphones, and there was probably other.
So he wasn't in the driver's seat trying to steal your car. He was just trying to take your stuff.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He didn't break a window.
No, I probably left it unlocked. Next time,
you just got to give him the stuff.
Well, for sure, but I was also on drugs, you know.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that part.
And so...
Or stop doing drugs and then...
No, I definitely have. I stopped doing that. So if it happens again, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Everything I own is garbage, so people can rob me every single day.
That's why I wear a Casio watch, just in case.
Yeah, take it. I'd love for you to take it. I'm too talented to die. No. I got too much going on. People like me too much to go to a funeral right now.
I hear you.
I train jiu-jitsu, and I got my car robbed outside of the jiu-jitsu gym, which I thought was like such a brazen place to start stealing things outside of like a mixed martial arts. Like, that's asking for trouble, no?
I don't know. I feel like those people are like, I don't need a gun. My hands are my guns.
But if they catch you, they're going to fucking put you into a pretzel.
Jiu-jitsu, they're like, yeah, but if I get you in a wrap.
You're in the middle of class.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you in the middle of class. I mean, it's a perfect time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like people's stuff at the gym gets stolen all the time. This is pretty jacked dudes in there. And then people rob lockers a lot.
People are really feeling comfortable to do whatever they want these days. It's so interesting.
I mean, they should. Nobody's going to stop them.
That is true. You really can't do anything. I remember when I worked in retail a little bit.
I thought about getting into robberies.
I mean, why not?
I got time. There's a strike going.
No, it's over. Strike's over.
Not over.
Oh.
It really?
No.
There's so much, I'll tell you, a lot of miscommunication with everybody on podcasts and the strike. It's like, they're like, it's over. And then you're like, oh, thank God. You know, and then they're like, it's not over.
No, there was a tentative deal on the table that looked good. Then there's a bunch of like red tape and fine print. It's like, oh, this negates everything that we read that's good.
Yeah.
So it's not, I still have to vote today. I still have to vote.
Oh, wow.
Because I was out of town when I got my, you have to get a unique PIN number to allow you to vote. So no, it's not over.
Oh, damn.
It could be over right now.
Yeah.
If you know, we get the yeses, but we'll see.
But you're voting no?
I don't know. I started reading some of the stuff last night I didn't get a chance to read this weekend, and I got about two or three more pages to see. There's some stuff, about 80% makes me want to say yes, mm-hmm. and there's some crazy things that make me still want to say no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm also in the position where, like, if it lasts another 6 months, I would be fine. So I'm also thinking about friends who are, you know,
yeah,
or just people who just got their footing, who are like, they just got their first show, and they just quit their job, and they're running out. So that's a difficult.
You just can't promote, right?
No. Well, that's the tentative whole strike is over, which not really true. Allowed the floodgates to open and go promote.
Yeah.
Which is still, so people are kind of not promoting anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which nobody said don't, but I think everybody just got it out their system. But I still haven't promoted. Just
yeah.
I mean, I on my story and stuff, but I also just don't post a lot on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that. That must be nice. Because you just don't have to be like on your phone a lot. Or are you still on your phone?
I communicate with a lot of people just like through DM. So like I usually try to check it on Sundays. If I have notifications for close friends that are on, like if somebody doesn't have my number, but I am friends with them on Instagram, it'll come through, so I'll see it. But I got out of Facebook years ago. I've been on Facebook in 5+ years.
Yeah.
I'm not really on Instagram like that. Somebody else kind of runs it with me, so he'll check it. He's not my social media guy, but he was doing some stuff for me. But he'll check it and go, you need to check this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is. I mean, I'll leave my phone do anywhere. Like I'll just sometimes when I'm here, mm-hmm. I will leave it at the house, and as long as you have her number, then you can get in contact with me. I won't even bring my phone.
That's great.
I started doing my days.
I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, every day on my days off, me and my neighbor, who's also a comic, we go for our phoneless walks. And
yeah.
The first thing we do in the morning, he'll text me, walk, come back, meet me in 5 minutes, he's at my door. We leave our phones at home, and we do like a 4 or 5 mile walk, and we get coffees, and no phones whatsoever. I swear to God, it's changed my mental health.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
Fantastic.
Like you don't, I mean, I mean, we're all an addict to it. Everybody's an addict. But you will take about a week to go, you don't know how to not reach for it.
Yeah.
And then eventually you'll go, oh man, this is, I love when some people log into like the internet when they get on the flight.
Yeah.
Nope, never. I'm going 5 hours silent, bro. This is my time.
It's the best.
5 hours, where are you flying?
Well, especially when I was going to L.A., New York a lot. Oh, yeah. Now that I live here, it's, you know. But I mean, dude, I love not tapping in. You get free texting. I am away from y'all.
My favorite thing to do, when I used to live in Oregon, and every year I'd do a comics camping trip, and we'd always pick a place that had no cell phone service. Yeah. So that, like, for like four days, none of, and literally all comics, we were all friends, would have like the most bonding, most incredible experience of our lives. I mean, we were also on so much drugs, but like no cell phones for 4 days, but just doing acid. It was like the best times of my life were at those camping trips. Just like no one can text.
I get the best memories from places that I didn't get a picture from.
Oh, I never take pictures. Yeah, taking pictures is psycho.
I got 1,000 photos on my phone. I print a couple off. When we went to Greece and Italy last year, I took so few pictures, but the ones that I did get were like, we printed them great, we framed them. Like, it's amazing. But I mean, it's, I love not having a phone, not taking photos. Like, we have to remember this moment right here.
People take photos constantly, and it's like, for what? Like, you see them all around town. It's like, you can go on Google Earth and look at literally anything. If you want to show someone where you went, you could just like type in the address. It's like, this is what it looks like. It's, I don't know why you need your own personal photo of it. It's psychotic.
When we were in...
It's claiming ownership. It's like, I was here. It's like, okay, no one cares.
Right. That's just evidence,
you're about
really.
To die, so.
It's also like, there'd be some like beautiful art, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, everybody wanted in there. It was like, don't ruin that beautiful art with your fucking face, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you go like if the four of us met up in Italy.
Hopefully.
Right? If the four of us.
When do you want to do this?
All right, guys, so we're going to Italy. I want to try some things. If the four of us met up in Italy, but also like the two of us were going. And then we ran into y'all and didn't know, and then we happened to be, you're like, oh, this is crazy. We have to take a photo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was in Rome last year, ran to Jonathan Kite. And was like, I was like, yeah, is that John? And then we were like, oh, shit. And so we have to take this photo.
Yeah.
Didn't know we were going to run into each other.
That's different.
Like, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But just me in a restaurant, you don't know I'm in Italy. If I just, they sell so many Italian-looking signs at TJ Maxx. This could be my kitchen.
Yeah.
Right, but this is a memory because I remember that all the time. Like for the rest of my life, I remember that. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
But just saying some wild random shit, you don't need it. I don't need you in front of the Louvre.
No. Yeah, no. And I've never been to the Louvre, and I won't go.
I've been there twice. And it's never open when I've gone.
Oh no.
It's been closed twice.
You travel a lot, though,
right?
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way too much.
Way too much.
Yeah.
You've been to like a bunch of countries.
What's a bunch?
Well, he's been to one.
I've been to
Been
to Aruba.
Is Aruba the out of like the continental U.S.?
You know, I don't know. I went when I was 13 for a Make-A-Wish trip.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So you were chaperoned. You didn't even
get... Yeah. It was a very devastating trip, to be honest.
Oh, man. It sounds sad.
It was. It was like we were supposed to go to Disney World because I grew up with a sick sibling, but then she died. And they were like, you guys can still have the trip. My mom was like, I guess we'll go to Aruba. It was like a month after my sister died, and we were all just like sitting in Aruba like... The beach is gorgeous, huh?
Yeah, it was during Christmas, too.
It
was nuts.
Why did it switch?
I think because she died.
But, like, did they downgrade you to Aruba? Or
no, I think I think originally, like, we couldn't go to Disney. It was supposed to be, like, a surprise trip. And then my sister got too sick. So they were like, oh, we can't do it. And then when she died, my mom was like, do you guys want to go to Disneyland? My mom was like, I think we should just go to, like, the beach.
Yeah.
We're gonna make Mickey Mouse sad.
Yeah. We're like at the.
It's like also like I can't take your wish now. You know what I mean? Like that'd be rough.
I just was talking to some guy on Grindr, and he within two sentences was like, "Yeah, my partner died 6 years ago. I've been pretty lonely," and I'm just like, "Oh man,
block."
That was too soon. You need social context.
Isn't that weird? Like when I was this was years ago. I was hooking up with this chick who was like significantly older than me at the time, and we had been hooking up for like 3-4 months, and I mean it was like she taught me a lot. I'll say that. Like,
that's cool.
Like it was but we'd see each other out of town. Like, I was still traveling quite a bit. Just stuff like a 40-year-old woman could teach a 20-year-old guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because she'd been in the game a little longer, you know? Yeah. And so just like this here's how you're gonna want this later.
Yeah.
And knew we weren't gonna make it, but like
yeah.
And then her mom passed and she was like, I really would love for you to come to service, and I was like, We just fucking. Yeah. Those kind of hugs I don't give right now. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. you need to rub on the back. Like, I'm out here like smack on the ass. You know?
Yeah.
Like, our my job is very different than what you think this job is.
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah. We're still friends to this day though.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. That's good. It came back around.
It always does.
Yeah. I had sex. I was in hair school. I had sex with a 33-year-old. I was 19, and she was just like kind of above my class, where I didn't learn anything. It was just like,
so you were still peers,
huh?
You were peers in school.
I guess so.
Like, she was in the school.
But when you're 19, 33 is like the oldest person you could possibly think of.
Well,
right?
No.
Okay. Well, I guess you were 40, doing a 40-year-old.
Were you young, fucking a lot of old?
A lot of old.
At the time, yeah.
Listen, I was young. I was fucking old. I'll tell you that. I was fucking old.
How old?
I was like probably like 23, having sex with like 45-year-olds.
Okay.
50-year-olds.
I was 19, maybe 20, hooked up with a 46.
Yeah.
But you couldn't.
Oh, we're really sisters.
Couldn't tell. Couldn't tell.
Me and Tone out here, young, fucking old. Like, let's get some old tonight.
The elder statesman over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess I just waited a little bit. I guess that age gap to me makes more sense now. But when I was 19, it was like, I don't know. Anyways, it was too much and I couldn't handle it. And I was like, I'm never doing that again. But then I came out later.
You're also gay. So you're probably like.
Also, where'd you come out though? You were 19. You were still smashing 21. Chicks.
Yeah.
And then, okay, 21. Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna be bisexual this year.
I'm promoting myself as bisexual as well.
Right, but are you gonna do?
You miss chicks?
Never had them. Never got on.
Never not once.
No, I was more in high school with like 12 girlfriends, 6 on each side, walking down the hallway. They were all like, "He's not."
Oh
gay.
Man, you were you Liam know? At my school.
Liam. Like, I was killing. Yeah, everyone knew I was gay. No one said it. My brother was older, was on the football team. You know, so it was like cool like that. But I was just more like, I was so much friends with the girls that I was like, I don't even think I could be sexually attracted to them. And now that I'm almost 30, I'm like, I'd like to have sex with like a straight couple.
We didn't realize how important Liam was. I think he got there my junior year. I think he's only there for a year, but we were like, yo, man, like, because there's no other gay, or at least, like, flamboyantly gay dudes at our school.
Yeah.
So if they were, we just didn't know. But, like, high school.
Yeah.
But he was, I mean, you know, he was a dainty dude, but I mean, of course, every chick loved him. And then we were like, oh, man, we didn't realize till college, like, we got to be friends with that dude. We didn't put it together yet. Mm-hmm. And then by college, like, oh, everybody's cool. And then, of course, like, you know, we make fun of everybody, but also we go to a different school. Only we make fun of the gays at our school. We protect him at your school, but then, like, you know, he's just one of the boys who doesn't get with girls. Like, so we, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you can still jab.
The straight guys realize after high school that they're like, oh, we actually, the gay guy is not trying. There's another guy here. Yeah. He's not trying to fuck them.
Like, we can still jab back and forth.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, we never tried to be cool with this dude.
Yeah. So we, brings the girls.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, he's the best wingman you can get. He better than one of her girlfriends.
I say all the time, I'm the best wingman for straight men because, like, literally, girls will come up to me and they'll be like, be honest, what's he like? And I'm like, he's the best man I've ever met in my entire life. Meanwhile, he's cheated on every single one of my girlfriends. It's like, here I am being like, he is the best man I've ever known.
It's great.
I do think that there's, like, especially in high school where, like, every, like, if you like a girl, then, like, another person just existing is a threat. So, like, no? Okay, great.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's still happening now.
Okay.
Because Facebook never let that dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Facebook?
If I hear what you just said correctly, then that group of girls who would be, like, getting in between?
No, I was thinking about, like, a straight guy in high school might not befriend a gay dude because it might make him look
gay
or effeminate or something.
Oh, in the 90s? Yeah, but that's what everybody thought, but...
Well, I went to school in, like, 09.
Oh, yeah. I was in the 90s.
Yeah, so I'm just saying it's the exact same.
Is it?
It's
okay.
It's probably very similar in many places now, too.
I guess my matured brain goes this. But I don't know. In college, we were still, I don't know, man. There were, like, 4 or 5 gay dudes I remember very, very vividly in college that were like everybody was just like real cool.
Yeah.
Where, I think where college though, it's like in high school you're with everybody for so many years that it's more of like a pack mentality. And then once I think straight guys kind of go to college and they lose that pack, they're kind of like, oh, I there's no one. I can't just like beat up the gay guy. They're like, oh, my friends from the football team aren't here anymore. I have to like learn. I have to like read English literature and like be friends with the gay guy. He's in class.
That, I mean, I went to a very small high school too. So like all these like stories about, I don't know, it's like our nerds and our gay guys getting bullied and stuff. It's like, it didn't happen with us. Like yeah. We'd fuck with people, but it's like, we're just roasting. And then like, we'd always cheer on like when like the crazy nerd would say something crazy to a basketball player. And you'd be like, yeah, fucking get him, Daniel. like we got his back. Or like we had like one dude who like, I guess a handicap or disabled, but like he had like the arm, like the yeah. kind of like, we called him SA, short arm.
Yeah,
and
that's amazing.
He was like, yo, they only my school calls me short arm, y'all. And we're like, yeah, y'all don't fuck with SA.
Yeah.
SA is ours. Like, we yeah. protect them.
Like a little brother.
Yeah. So like, it was like,
I can tease my little brother, but you can't tease my little brother.
Yeah. So it was like, it was a protective thing here, but also you cheer them on to go, you know, we see SA try to put on his jacket. He'd be like, oh, we're going to be here for another 5 minutes. SA can't get this thing on. And then he's like, man, fuck you. That's why, you know, she's cheating on you. You like, oh, shit, SA getting in. You know, so, but like, it was always like a. It just went around the thing, you know, it just went around the horn so many times that like you love it,
mm-hmm.
but it was here, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Cause I don't, you know, I see like huge school bully and stuff and being pushing the lockers and shit. It's like, that didn't happen when I went to school or like not where I went.
Yeah. I think it probably did where mine happened, but personally I was more verbally bullying people.
Yeah.
And I thought small I was just connecting with them cause that's how my family operated.
Sure.
But you went to a big high school, right?
Yeah, we went 600 per class.
No, I graduated crazy. With 78 kids in my class. So it was like, we all knew, and all of our parents went to school the exact same time. So it was like, there was bullying, but it was also like what you're saying. It's more like, okay.
Yeah, it was more like razzing than bullying.
Yeah.
You know, and I think everybody got it. But my whole high school, not even the one I graduated from, okay, I'll blow your mind with this one. When I was a junior, the size of the school, 9th through 12th, was 98 people.
Oh, whoa.
98. So the graduating class that I would have graduated in would have been like 24.
That's really small.
I did not attend there my senior year. My senior year, my graduating class was seven.
What? Seven what? People?
Seven people. It was the first year that this school had a graduating class. Seven.
Where?
Decatur, Georgia.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just knew everybody very personally.
Graduation lasted way too long.
Yeah, wait, it should have been 20 wait, minutes.
Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was, we were like, we don't have to do this.
Oh, yeah.
It was, oh, man, it was.
Fireworks for each person.
It was like, it was a Christian, it was a, you know, small, private, a little Christian academy. Uh-huh. And then, and it was, I mean, it was very, it was, yeah, they were cool.
Bye.
Yeah, it was cool, but it was, I mean, I was going to school at 10, eight, like my second semester there, I was mm-hmm. going to school at 10, leaving at 1 just because I had too many credits. So I was like, I got a job.
Yeah. What, doing what?
What was I doing then? I think I played. Oh, I think I was a caddy at that point. I was a caddy and I worked at a
golf club.
Yeah. And then I had some other retail job. Maybe I was at PetSmart at the same time too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did nice. You like working at PetSmart? Because it always smells like shit.
Man, I made so much
there.
Money.
You what?
I made so much money at PetSmart.
Really?
Oh, I was a thief, dude. Like,
you make money. Maybe yeah, you stole yeah, a little yeah,
yeah.
bit.
Dude, I was. I mean,
wait, you were reselling bones. Or what am
I guess I'm the oldest one here, right? Like, I'm 41, yeah. right? So, all right. So, this was phone cards were still like you needed a phone card to call long distance because long distance would cost you money. So, yeah. I mean, we could. Oh, we just and they were already activated, so we would take the cards, so sell fun. Them. We used to sell fish.
Sell fish
to who?
Just people who want to fish. We just sell fish.
Where would you get the fish?
PetSmart.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart. That is smart.
What's the markup on a fish, though?
Bro, I mean, like
50% probably.
No, I mean, well, from zero.
But it's zero. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, if you got a full. I mean, we used to sell aquariums. But like, we used to like. I mean, I you know had a thing with the guys who worked the stock room who would take the aquarium out to your car. I mean, do big aquarium, big tank. Go get all your rocks, your filters. I mean, you want to do a full setup. I mean, that's $1,000, $1,200 to get everything. And then we're like, get everything, give us $800 cash. And we'll throw in the fish.
That's so
and
smart.
And then so you get your fish or whatever. Or like you'll come back, get your fish. Or like your fish die. We'll mark them as dead, like the tank killed them at PetSmart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, you get some species of fish that are, I don't know, $30, $40. You want eight of them? All right, man, something went wrong in the filter last night overnight, and we're giving away, and but cash, dude, like people come, here's $200. Dog food expensive as fuck. Yeah. Dog food so expensive. Somebody wants some of the, like Yukonuba? Bro, when Yukonuba dropped, Yukonuba, they want the big 80-pound bag, whatever it is. I mean, that bag is like $100. Give me 50, I'll let you walk right out the door.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, we had cash. When I went to college, I had a nice wad of money.
Wow, that is, I was doing that on such a much smaller scale at Cold Stone Creamery.
One for you, one for me.
you could eat as much as you wanted. But yeah, I would just like give it to them for free, and I was like, tip bucket.
But that's, dude, wow. I was also in the fish game in high school.
Okay.
Me and my friend Emma, well, at first we wanted to grow up and start a bakery and call it Dilemmas, Dylan and Emma, and which I thought was
I mean, it's still kind of a sick name.
It's not bad, right? And we always bake and we loved it. But then we were like, what if we bred betta fish? And sold them to all of our classmates. Uh-huh. Now, I don't know if you guys know.
Dilemma's beta?
No, yeah. Well, the dilemma was that betta fish kill each other so quickly. So we had to really kind of learn online how to get them to mate. And we thought we had really done it. And we left the room for a moment, ripped apart. The two fish fucking killed each other. We were like, I guess we're out of the fish game before
beta
we
had
started.
Started with two.
We got a male and a female. Yep. Killed each other immediately. It was bad.
The males are the smaller ones, right?
The males are the pretty ones. The women are like...
horrendous.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Kind of like real life.
Dude, I used to have a bunch... I mean, like, well, I used to work at a like a pharmacy, like a CVS, basically. It wasn't CVS, but like one of those types. And me, I used to be a cashier. And so same thing as like, go get whatever you want. You know, at this point, they're selling DVD players and they're selling like George Foreman grills, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And my buddy, I was about to say his name, but I won't. He... worked the photo department, man. We used to rack up when people bring in wedding photos and stuff. I mean, you get frames. I mean, you have $400 or $500 worth of wedding photos, mm-hmm. and we're like, "Give me $200 cash," and then you get all the frames and the albums and everything. I mean, this store closed. This store closed. Probably the first year I went to college, I came back and it was like they were not turning a profit. Everybody in there got arrested that I remember, except for me. And they tried to, police came in one day, I forgot my name tag, and I had on this dude Chad's name tag, and they tried to get me, I was like, this is not even my name, like, I'm Tony.
Yeah.
And I just left my tag, you looking for Chad? Chad worked tomorrow. And they came to get Chad the next day, he went to jail.
What was he doing?
Now?
No,
oh, that's then. Then. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just everybody just stealing stuff. And yeah. I mean, for a long time, even my parents hated it, but I'm like, y'all ain't paying for soap no more.
Yeah.
Y'all ain't paying soap, lotions.
Your parents are begging you, please stop stealing, don't. You're like, shut the fuck up.
But if you're going to grab anything, bring, we need some more of this. Yeah,
I would go to Zoomies and steal shirts. You know Zoomies?
Yeah.
And my mom would be like, Colin, where'd you get that shirt? Because she wasn't buying me any clothes. Where'd you get that shirt? I go, the fucking store, bitch. Like, that was my relationship
I hung out with all hot girls.
I would have had to move out of my house if I had talked to my mother like that.
Yeah. It's probably a better way of parenting. You seem to be...
I was still a thief, though, so, you know.
Yeah. But that's, yeah. I hung out with all hot girls, so they were raiding places. I mean, they would show up with their bags. When we were all seniors in high school, they all got caught at Walmart, and they had, like... thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. And this one girl, I won't say her name, but she was like, she is so stupid. She's not stupid, but in that moment she was so stupid because she was the only one who was 18 years old. And the security team was like, is anyone here 18? And she thought that if she said yes, that meant she got to leave because she wasn't a kid. Oh. And they go, who here is 18? She goes, right here. Right here. And they go, call the Pittsfield police. Like, and then they all got in trouble.
I mean, the law before you break it, I tell you that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of those. Like, between like the pharmacy that I worked at and then the PetSmart and all that kind of stuff. I mean, we used to go to TJ Maxx and Marshall's, and then we'd look through racks of clothes, like I was stealing clothes, like look through racks of clothes and stuff. And then with our right hand or left hand, you're peeling off like a clearance sticker,
mm-hmm.
and then put that on something that definitely was not, you know, peel off an $8 sticker, put on a $60 jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you see the cashier go, man, that's a great deal. You're like, yeah, yeah, I got to get this. Are there any more, man? I don't know. You should check to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had friends do that with suits, like a full suit. Walk out of there with a $14 suit. Like, it's, oh, wow. It's wild.
I thought that the cashier, because we know this, like, as an employee, you're like, I don't give a shit about my job type thing.
Yeah.
So I went to McDonald's through the drive-thru. I was like, I'll have 5 chicken McSandwiches. I got to the front. I was like, I only have $1, thinking that she was going to give me them. She goes, so you can afford 1 chicken McSandwich? I was like, yeah.
Like, why you out of his pride, man? Just give me those sandwiches. Yeah.
I just was like, you don't care about your job either.
I remember in high school, this girl, she worked at the local grocery store. It was like a small one. And she found out that this really smart woman had come in, and she had all of these coupons. And my friend was just like super high. And she was like, you didn't buy any of these coupons. She was like, so? Scan them. And she started scanning them, and she realized like any coupon just took the money off. It didn't have to be associated like to a thing. And this woman just got like hundreds of dollars off, and she was like, have a good day. Yeah. Like, yeah, crazy.
It's amazing when you see like people who, because I want a coupon clip. Cause you see those, you know, you see those, like, we've all seen that, like, mini doc or expose, whatever they do on, you know, those couponers, and then they have
they have 6,000 batteries, and you're like, okay, you got them for $28, yeah. But like, who needs this?
But then, like,
batteries?
The people that go backwards and they go, by the time you get done with these 6 carts of food, if you got to buy 20 versions of this, then buy 2 of these, and it equals this, and then, like, the store owes them like $8.
Yeah.
And you see it and you go, I don't have room for all this.
Yeah.
But to be able to do coupon math
is
fucking amazing.
But it's always shit I don't want. You know what I mean? I'm never like, I need 20 things of Tupperware right now. You know what I mean?
But what's nice is people that are really into couponing, they'll make like little bundles and then they'll sell the bundles.
Sure, sure.
Like, you know, I found a $300 bundle of groceries and I sell it for $200. Boom, you know.
That's a mom being good. Yeah. A mom who coupons is a mom who's good.
That's a mom who has a 9-to-5, though. That mom, that's what she's doing.
That's
a
job. Yeah. Oh,
that is,
for sure.
That is a job.
Yeah.
I would be, if I had a wife and she was out there fucking, the store owes me money, I'd be like, okay,
she's like
I
in the
love
parking
you.
Lot wearing a trench coat and a fucking hat. And she's like, put the money on the ground. Kick it over here.
Hell yeah. Well, I think we're wrapping up. Do you have any questions for us?
Which is our huge segment.
This is our segment called, do you have any questions for us?
Man, I didn't know this was men. Sorry.
Yeah.
No one ever does.
I mean, we're covering a broad range of topics right now. So even thinking about this, I know a lot more, and I do have a couple questions that I want to ask off air.
Mm-hmm.
I had to talk to the cops.
How do y'all feel about this? Let me ask you a question. There's a I thought about this the other day, just because you know. My relationship is taking the next step soon. But did y'all ever read that article?
No.
I read it about, okay.
Probably not.
But anyway, what are your feelings on this? There's a, two dudes, straight dudes in Florida who got married to buy a house together and get a tax break.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to bring it up in conversation sometimes.
The movie?
Yeah.
No, but I guess it's something like that. But this is like 2 years ago.
Okay.
These dudes did this. They're like, they're out of college. They didn't want to get separate apartments. Like, we should just do this until we find who we're going to be with.
Yeah.
And I mean, which I think is just like a fucking great idea. So even if, you know.
And people were upset with them?
Not really. I mean, it was just kind of a story.
Sounds smart to me.
It sounds very smart to me.
Yeah. I think that the idea of the government being involved in our marriage and getting a tax break already is a huge problem. So if you can get around that, great. Do it.
Yeah.
It sounds like the easiest divorce ever, too. It's like a nice shake of the hand. Like, God, this was great, wasn't it? We didn't fuck once, and here we are.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's...
Talk about a sexless marriage.
Yeah, people love to talk like the sanctity of marriage, and that's not something, a conversation I'm, like, really interested in. I'm like, I think it's all a sham.
Yeah, I think that...
Contract sucks.
I think, they're like, now if gay people can get married, we can marry animals. It's like, well, that'd be fucking sick. I wish we could. I would love a tax write-off for me and my cat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
if I could marry Oliver.
Yeah. The women will stop asking
you. That makes you be in trouble. Let me tell you something. She's like, get a divorce from him. And I go, I can't do it. Oliver it also is my dog, if anybody's just listening.
Till death do us part, you know? Okay. Uh-huh. I guess it brings us to our final
segment. We have one final question, which is kind of what the podcast is all about, which is, if you were a gay man, would you rather have sex with me or Colton?
And the hang up is, I only bottom, he only tops.
We're both only available for oral as well.
wait, you're the,
not
you're
at the
what?
Same time, though.
You're the top? You're the top?
No.
Bottom.
Wait, you're the bottom, and you're the top.
Yeah.
Not at the same time.
Which means that, so that make me a bottom.
That would.
And that make you a top.
You'd be a top on Colton and a bottom under Dylan.
Would you like to get fucked or fuck?
and I
and in this hypothetical, you are gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to begrudge.
You had to read between the lines on that one.
You wouldn't be begrudgingly doing this. In this hypothetical, you would want.
But a lot of the guests are acting as if they're begrudgingly doing this. We should probably start saying like, "You are getting."
It's just funny because, like, I mean, even though I've experienced like giving, you know, not a man, but you know, I've done anal before, and I'm like, I'm just not into it. I mean, if you know, if it's a birthday and she really likes it, then maybe I'd, you know, I'd.
Your team
buy her flowers, you know what I mean? But I've also never...
Wait, is buy her flowers code for... I did not know that.
Well, I guess I was saying it too. Like, I also don't... I only buy her flowers on her birthday.
Ah.
So yeah. If she wanted this for her birthday, then I'm like, yeah, I can...
Cut the stems.
I don't know.
You can pluck the flowers?
I'm also gay, so I'm also into this.
Yeah, you would like that.
No, you love it.
Oh, so I... Yeah, okay, I love it.
Yeah.
If I love it... Because I am gay in this scenario, I'm going top. So who am I top for?
You on top?
Top, yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm a rough. I like it. You know, I like to
give it.
I like to be a little dominant. You know what I mean? So if that means I got to go top.
Okay, that makes beautiful. A lot of sense, yeah. And we appreciate you coming on
the
show.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show. Wow,
don't edit that crazy.
We're just gonna
that needs to be the full breakdown.
It's just gonna be Toe Bell. I'm gay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, oh, you're not promoting anything right now?
When would this come out?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Then probably. Well, I'm in Burlington, Vermont. February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And then I'm in Arlington, Virginia at the Draft House in, I think, February 15th, 16th, 17th. If this happens to come out before the 15th of December 2023, then I'm in Utah at Boxcar Comedy. But I'm assuming this will come out after that. So.
Oh, and they can find all those tour dates at?
ToneBell.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for listening. If you're listening, like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. Fucking Jesus.
I've been Colton.
I've been Dylan. You can follow me at Dylan P. Carlino.
Colton Dowling.
The Jimmy Clifford.
Thank you.
Peace.